This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Last Thursday, the S&P 500 index gained 5.5% as at close. 5% days are rare in the equity markets. Very rare. Very, very rare. For my fellow math nerds out there, that was a 4.5 standard deviation event. What happened Thursday has happened only 0.02% of the time. Only 20 times in the last 40 years. Take notice, this was a unicorn. While we can't predict what might happen in the coming 12 months, given the rarity of Thursday's price action, history has been kind. Only twice following 5% or better gains on the S&P 500 index in a day did the following year see a negative return. These were January 3rd, 2001, which had a 5% gain on the day followed by a loss of 13.5% in the following 12 months, and September 30th, 2008, a 5.4% gain on the day followed by a loss of 9.4% in the following 12 months. In each of the other 18 occurrences, the S&P 500 index gained an average of 31%. As always, we cannot predict what coming year might hold. However, our optimism is building. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of November 14th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. There's a disconnect between what happens on Wall Street and what happens on Main Street. Because stocks are forward-looking, they tend to foresee economic problems in a way that, when the problems do happen, they are mostly already factored into asset prices. However, sometimes Mr. Market can be surprised and respond with vigor. This is what happened Thursday as October's inflation numbers for the United States were released. Values for the Consumer Price Index rose 0.4% month over month instead of the expected 0.6%, with the year-over-year change coming in at a better than expected 7.7%. To the untrained eye, this might seem like a trivial difference. But it is a difference in trend, if not magnitude. Not only has inflation declined for a few months now, but the declines are sharper than expected. Now, we've been expecting this change in trend for months for many reasons. First of all, the money supply growth rate in the United States has been weakening sharply and steadily for many months now. Money supply is the amount of cash and coins in circulation, along with checking deposits, demand deposits, and so on. The money supply tends to grow with nominal GDP over time, but it can be accelerated by central banks, as what we saw in 2020 and 2021. Historically, inflation tends to follow money supply growth with a lag of approximately 14 months. Now, this is what we believe we're seeing now, as money supply growth hit a peak in the middle of 2021, and inflation is starting to slow down in the back half of 2022. Second, shipping prices have been declining and are almost back to pre-COVID levels when it comes to the very important China-US shipping lanes. Prices are now close to historical averages after having risen almost tenfold during 2021. Lastly, inventories are building up and some supply chain shortages are resolving. Companies are reporting the need to liquidate full warehouses. Ports around the world have excess containers, with the important Milan port even refusing to accept new stock. After the massive container shortage of 2021, we are now seeing an oversupply. Transport companies are unanimous in saying the cargo load is decreasing, and there have been reports of empty shipping vessels. This all points to a slowing of demand and a slowing of the general economy. And as it is often in the bizarre world of investing, bad news is good news. Because a slowing of the economy also means a slowing of inflation and a slowing of interest rates. And rising interest rates are the main worry in Wall Street right now and has been over the last year. That is why markets went up as much as they did last Thursday. Investing can be strange like that. I'm Philip Peterson and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.